One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 5, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
That how you feel, blue and miserable with a deep down cold? Listen.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Million more take Bromo Quinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromo Quinine.
More people have taken more Bromo Quinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin or cough syrups or nose drops all day and not get Bromo Quinine's relief. Bromo Quinine works to relieve stopped up nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, the blues, and headache too. Yes, more complete relief for even virus colds. For Bromo Quinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine and five other medicines health-fortified with vitamin C. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take Bromo Quinine.
Get Bromo Quinine brand cold tablets.
Today, Jack Barber and the Christmas Bill. Sitting with his head in his hands at his desk in the living room, Mr. Jack Barber, successful attorney, after-dinner speaker, husband, and father of six beautiful daughters, is going through some Christmas bills.
Oh, Jack, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. You'll find a blue envelope there, and that's...
Oh.
What's the matter?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ill?
No. Clearing my throat. Oh, these stores were certainly eager beavers this year. How'd they get the bills out so early?
Well, a couple of those came before Christmas, but I didn't want to spoil your Christmas spirit.
Holy cow, Betty.
What is it? Oh, that's the one I was going to tell you about.
The termite work.
Hmm?
$786.
Don't you remember they said under the porch on the north side had to be shored up, too? That was when you were leaving for Sacramento.
But that's $300 more than I expected.
Well, Jack, I'm terribly sorry. But you said tell him to go ahead, if it was reasonable. And it seemed reasonable to me.
Mm.
And you didn't ask about it when you got back, so...
But you knew Christmas was coming.
I thought you wanted it done.
Well, it wasn't as if the porch was going to fall in. Did you look at it yourself, Betty? Did you actually see any termites under there?
The man sent me a chewed-up board full of holes.
Well, did he find the board here, or did he bring it with him?
Jack, you hired them. I assumed they were reputable.
I'm sorry, Betty. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Jack. But there's one other thing I'd probably ought to tell you. The man came to repair the automatic washer last Friday, and he says it's done for.
Say that slower, please.
Well, we can have a new motor put in for $150, but it'll keep breaking down, and usually on weekends. And with six girls and all those dresses, we need the larger size washer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, they've been improved. Well, they have a control panel that looks like an airplane with lights flashing on and off.
How much?
Doesn't have to be paid for all at once.
How much?
You can either buy it on time. Of course, you do pay some interest. Or you can pay for it in 90 days at the list price, which is cheaper if you happen to have the money.
Betty?
Hmm?
How much?
Well, look, on account of the termites and everything, the girls and I can do the laundry by hand on Mother Barbara's old washboard for the next few months.
How much?
$549.50. Jack? What's the matter? Jack, say something.
How's everybody over here?
Come on in, Pinky. We're in the living room.
Oh. Excuse me. Private conference?
Oh, no. No, we're doing the Christmas bills. That's all.
Gosh, am I glad I paid cash for mine. Don't owe us all.
Oh.
Huh?
He didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I liquidated enough stuff to pay for Christmas in advance, and it sure is a good feeling. Not a worry in the world.
Hmm.
Well, is Sharon here?
No, she's babysitting. So is James, what?
I wanted to borrow Sharon's car.
Oh, certainly. She wants you to use it any time, can't she? I think the key's in the kitchen drawer.
Oh, thanks a lot. I got a date with a Chinese businessman over on Grant Street, and I'm a little bit late. So, Uncle Jack, you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Holding your head like you had a headache.
I always do this when I think.
Yeah. Well, tell Sharon thanks for the car.
I'll get the keys for you. Be right back. I'm sure Sharon left them in the table drawer. Daddy.
Oh, Mary Lou.
Daddy.
What is it, honey?
I didn't mean to listen.
Well?
Daddy, if you need any money, we never spend a cent of what we made modeling.
Oh, now.
And you could borrow mine with no interest. It's all in the bank.
Come here, sweetie.
Every January, we can hear low moaning from downstairs. It's because you go overboard and buy us too much stuff.
Oh, now.
But you do, Father. Gee, can't you ever remember in December what it's going to be like in January when the bills come in?
When a man is in love with seven women, he's in an awful spot. Come here, sweetheart.
Oh, Daddy, you never seem to learn.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Carroll. Every woman deserves the luxury of smooth, soft hands. But if you're a woman who just can't keep your hands out of water, what then? Use today's Touché, now with silicone. New Touché beauty treats your hands as it helps nature heal them. Touché protects your hands from water, even while your hands are in water. Your life today's Touché.
If you're concerned about Asian flu, take these simple precautions. Get plenty of rest, eat proper meals, and avoid irregularities. If you detect flu symptoms, stay in bed and consult your doctor. And when you are irregular and need a laxative, take X-Lax. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Gets along with cold medication, too. Pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax, America's number one laxative. Betty, coming back to the living room as Pinky drives away, finds Jack staring at the telephone book as he dials.
Is Mary Lou down here?
Yeah. Wanted to lend me money.
All of that, darling. Jack, we ought never to talk about bills until they've gone to bed.
Well, two schools of thought on that, but... Hello? Miss Bimby Blassingame, please. Jack Barber. Oh, well, will you tell her I called? We'll be up for an hour or so. Secret 4-3373. Yeah, thanks.
I heard that name before.
Lecture Bureau.
Pardon?
She's the girl at the Lecture Bureau. I heard you make a speech at the Bankers Convention.
Oh, yes. Oh, mm-hmm. You mean get paid for speeches?
Well, she said if I'd sign up, she'd get me $100 or $150 a night.
Mm.
Look, I'm doing it for nothing the way it is now. I might as well get on the list and make a little extra.
How old is Miss Blassingame?
Oh, I don't know. Fine.
I just wondered. Has she ever been married?
She's an actor. She's a miss. No ring.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like to picture people. Is he tall, short, thin, fat?
Well, as a matter of fact, she's tiny.
Oh.
Up to 3 years ago, she was a trapeze performer in a circus.
My goodness.
Well, she's a college woman, too. She was taking physical education, planning to teach phys ed, but sidetracked into the circus for a couple of years. I don't know how she turned up in the lecture bureau business. I'll ask her sometime.
Mm. Where do you talk to her? Around the hotel?
Yeah. And she books speakers for conventions and stuff. As a matter of fact, that time I spoke at the bankers' meeting, she paid me a high compliment.
What?
Well, it sounds fat-headed, but she said, well...
No, go ahead. Tell me, Jack, I'm dying to hear it.
Well, she said I was better than most of the professionals she had on her list.
Mm. How old do you think she is?
Oh, 30.
Really?
Well, hard to tell. She keeps herself in such good condition. She could be anywhere from 28 to 35, for all I know.
Mm-hmm, I see. Did she dye her hair?
Mm. Well, I don't know. I didn't notice.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yes, it is. Who's calling, please? Oh, yes. Here you are. It's Miss Cindy Blassingame.
What?
Yes. She's prompt.
Hello? Yeah, well, I'm fine. I've been thinking about that conversation, what you said about signing up. Well, if it wouldn't interfere with my law practice, I might decide to put my name in your catalog. Well, sure. Tomorrow's okay, as far as I know. Oh, where's your office? Oh, good. That's only a block from mine. I'll stop in about 12:15. Good. Thanks. Good night.
Lunch?
Yeah, well, that's about the only free time I have, Betty.
Oh, I understand. Well, I'll get ready for bed. Will you wait up for the girls?
Betty.
I'll see you later.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Are you oatmeal eaters getting in on the big value? When you buy the big square package of Mother's Oats, you get fine aluminum ware, china, and other valuable premiums inside the packages. Mother's Oats is the same fine oatmeal as Quaker Oats. And remember, every person, adult and growing child, needs the wonderful health benefits of good hot oatmeal. Creamy, delicious hot oatmeal is high in protein, keeps you feeling well-fed all morning long. So treat yourself often to Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats. An hour later, as Jack tiptoes into the darkness of the master bedroom...
Want the light on? I'm still awake.
Oh, hi. Well, Pinky brought the car back, and the girls are all tucked in.
Sorry, I ran out on you.
What's the matter, Betty?
Well, I don't think it's fair for you to work all day and lecture nights. Besides, the thing for us to do is to cut expenses.
When you have six daughters, you can't cut expenses. It's an economic fact. All you can do is make more money. That's as Judge Hunter says, it's all part of the career.
Mm-hmm. Can you have lunch with Miss Blassingame tomorrow? Will you notice what color her hair is? And see if it's real?
Why?
Oh, I have my own ways of judging women. I just want to know. Jack, I think I'll go on a diet. Have you noticed over the holidays I gained about 4 pounds?
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 6, Book 129, Consider Martin Paints the Town. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in the affairs of Dr. Gently as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.